Oh, I'm like melting into this bed.
Wow, wow.
Hey. Hey. Dude, we had to take you to the bed, dude.
All the haters out there saying we're not even trying anymore.
You're welcome.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Are people saying that?
Yeah, they're saying we don't care and we try to mail it in.
What, are you serious?
Does this look like we're mailing
it in?
Are
you fucking kidding me? We're not trying. Dude, I try all the time.
Does this look like we're giving up and mailing it in?
I try so hard.
You better fucking start giving us respect.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. I'm fully ready to just fucking.
This is nice.
People could take all the money away. I'll just go work as a project manager and be like, man, that was cool. Let's go work for
that was
Turner.
A cool couple years.
Let's work for Turner Construction. Like, man, that was tight.
Selling cars would be so nice.
Yeah, dude. In a heartbeat. Do your worst.
I would turn my. It would be nice to turn my lifestyle around. Just have a nice regular life.
Yeah.
Kids, work. Go to work in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you did it. What happens is you've quenched the fantasy. You fully quenched the fantasy, and then you just go work a regular job, and it's like, yeah, I've.
What's better than that? Get in a hotel and just.
I'm more into these.
Really? You get the fuck. Those are torps, dude.
Just spazzed
off.
Those
are torps. Yes. It's rumpus time. Isn't this the most fully, fucking comfortable
dude,
bed, dude?
It's so nice, dude, man.
This thing, feel this. Just how nice that is.
It's a pillow top.
Oh,
it might be a Euro pillow top.
It's fucking
I just
nice.
Got a mattress. I know everything there is to know about mattresses. No, this isn't a Euro pillow top. This is my feather top. What is this? This is like a down. Yeah, this is like a. Yikes. I'll have to look into that. I'm not aware of this.
This thing's nice.
This thing's so fucking comfortable, dude. How nice are awesome beds?
Awesome beds are so fucking
They're
nice.
They're so good.
They're so nice.
They're so fucking tight. Always...
Dude, and I love when the bed is made. Oh. And you come into a hotel room, you get a big king size, you get to roll around, dude.
You know what California kings are, by the way?
Yeah.
They're just skinnier.
Oh, really?
Longer and skinnier. I thought they'd be bigger on every front. I basically thought it was a shack bed.
I thought it was a shack bed, too.
Nah, dude. They're just longer but skinnier.
Hmm.
Weird as hell. Saw that. I said, what the fuck is that about?
What the fuck's going on?
Why is it called a California
king? Why is it California?
Dude, Sean, can you look into that, please?
Sean, look into that.
Why it is a California king? What longer and skinnier has to do with being from California? You're going to be there soon.
I'm going to be there
How
tomorrow.
How much do you love Cali?
I got to be in... I'm in California tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Fucking
blues. Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I got an 8 a.m. flight to...
What the fuck?
I'll be in California by 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Are you going to be partied out? So are you going to respect the Lord's Day or are you going to party?
Tonight?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy I have turned into my dad.
Yeah, it's like...
He's like, what? Because two drinks. Nothing.
The funniest thing they ever did was pass that study where it was like, actually having like three beers a day is good for you. So.
Oh, it's nice.
It's actually good for
no,
you.
No, tonight, I will chill. So other why? Than maybe take ecstasy.
That's nice. That's actually kind of nice, though.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that would be not a hangover.
It's literally almost every drug's better for you than drinking.
Yeah.
Every single drug, besides like crack, obviously.
No, drinking Bud Lights isn't that bad. It's when you get into the fucking liquor.
Yeah, but just from a nutritional standpoint.
Oh, nutritionally, yeah, it's not great.
It's terrible.
Fuck nutrition, dude.
It's true. That's true.
I mean, come on.
No, that's fair.
I'm eating Papa J's at night. Yeah, nutrition's out the window.
God,
I will say that was the blue knight guiding me.
You think the blue
knight guided me to Papa J's, dude? He was like, get some Papa John's. You're going to love it, man.
You'll need your strength the rest of this weekend. That was you getting your strength.
I gathered strength, yeah.
You were a knight on your road. That was like your loaf of bread and like a bowl of soup. It's a Papa John's. That's a Papa John's.
The great Papa visited
you imagine
me.
Splitting a Papa John's pizza with a hooker? That would be awesome, dude. Is you and a hooker splitting a Papa
just like
John's?
This, laying in bed.
Dude, do you know how much fucking sales from Papa John's is this dude splitting them with hookers?
Probably a decent, like way higher than people think.
At least 5% of all sales.
5% is split with a hooker.
Just a fucking guy away on, how nice is it to think about like dudes who live in the suburbs away on business just like getting drunk and getting hookers? Eating Papa John's and going back and just like, fuck.
And waking up and crying.
Yeah.
What have I done? My beautiful family.
Yeah, there's... what percentage... I was trying to figure this out the other day. What percentage of people do you think actively cheat on, like, live, like, a very secret aspect of their lives? I always thought it was more.
Yeah.
I was talking to Sid and Butterly, and there were some people think it's, like, a very small amount of people, and I was like, I thought it was, like, 60% of people are walking
60%
like,
cheat?
Like traveling businessmen. What percentage of traveling businessmen do you think?
My father was a traveling businessman.
He kept it.
And he the Blue Knight. The Blue Knight visited my father as well.
He probably kept it all so tight.
Bud Knight.
He kept it tight, dude.
Bud Knight.
The Blue Knight. Blue Knight. He was so funny.
Blue Knight guided my hand to Grubhub to get... It was basically... ordered the Papa J's, dude. Yeah.
How quick did he come?
Pretty quick.
Yeah, that's a well-oiled machine, dude.
It really is.
It's a well-oiled machine. I heard like if you catch a delivery driver, if you're like, yo, can you quote, they'll quote the N-word in context for you.
Oh, really?
Welcome to it. Like, yo, can you quote the N-word in context? It's like, yeah, for sure. Corporate policy.
Yeah, it was.
As long as you're not saying it in vain, it's totally chill.
True.
It's the final frontier.
It is the final.
That's the
frontier.
Razor's edge of N-word use. Be like, I got to read this to you verbatim. I got to read this
People
to you.
People do that. It fires me up every time. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
It's such a funny thing to be like, that's what they said.
That's it. I'm quoting here.
That's what they said.
Oh, man.
I thought, remember back in the day when fucking quotation marks were protected? We're not protected under quotation marks. Yeah. We're not going to have our fucking guns.
It's cancel culture.
We can't quote the N-word in context when explaining a story.
And they're trying to take our fucking guns, dude.
Dude, I am split on that. I'd wish there would be less school shootings, but also it's like, I don't like the idea of people not being able, not be able to have guns. I get it. People can laugh, but it's like...
People can laugh,
but I'm kind of like, dude...
You're willing to trade the school shootings. What are you doing?
No, I feel like...
Oh, you're reaching for your phone. I thought
my phone buzzed. I feel like people can figure out... I don't know. I mean, that's... It also is disappointing to think, like, there's... On some level, that, like, if you just took away guns, people would stop going into schools and shooting them and murdering children. It's like... So that energy they've contained inside themselves, where does that go? Once you take away guns, they're just like, you know what? Nah, I was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
That's what I always wonder.
They come in with a knife or something.
They come with a knife. It's just less carnage. Yeah. So at that point, you're just managing.
True.
That
we could. They start getting a hold of swords and axes. Now we got a problem.
Yeah. Right. That would. That is a better enemy, though. Just a Call of Duty dude with just a fucking.
It's a berserker coming in. Yeah. Throwing knives.
Yeah, I always wondered about that because, I mean, again, I get the logistical issues of like, yeah, if a dude doesn't have an assault rifle, he can't do as much carnage, but it's like, anyone going to address like the fact that dudes are walking around being like, I got to shoot up some school. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They don't ever tell. They're just like, yeah, I mean, people are stressed. It's COVID.
Yeah.
It's COVID. We had a tough couple of years.
It's been a tough couple of years. Some guys are going to want to let off some steam.
when did that start happening? I'd love to know.
School shootings?
Yeah.
Columbine was the first big dog.
That was the first big one, right?
Yeah. I mean, Texas, that one.
Yeah, the Bell Tower. Yeah, but that was...
But then they started getting big. Like, Columbine wasn't even... What was it, like 13, 14 people or something?
Yeah, six. Yeah.
And then fucking Virginia Tech, dude.
That was tough.
Went wild.
Yeah. Well, it was called Going... Postman. This used to be the realm of Postman.
Yeah, true.
Postman used to fucking spam. Postman used to... Dude, I might come if you actually touch me. Postman used to fucking, like... Go and freak out and hit people with hammers and shit.
Yeah.
It sucks to be that mad. I guess it's mad and deranged. If you're shooting up a school, you must be deranged. Or
yeah,
are they just fucking toxic? Are they being toxic?
Are they toxic kids?
Yeah. Or just, was the Texas one a kid?
Yeah, I think he was 18.
Is that a kid? An adult, dude.
That's a young. Come on, man.
That's illegal.
You know that's a boy.
That's true. Damn, that sucks, dude. What a fucking.
I think he was a Hispanic kid, right?
Was he really?
I think so.
That's something they don't talk about. That's not funny. I should laugh. Zimmerman. That was something that pissed me off about Zimmerman. Everyone was fucking.
Whites got fucked on Zimmerman, dude.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's because whites were acting like it was their OJ. They celebrated, dude.
True.
The whites showboated a little.
Yeah, they did. They know. They for sure did. They for sure did.
It's perfectly legal. He beat up a kid.
And shot him.
He got his ass whooped by a kid and then killed him.
And then shot him.
Like a fucking coward, dude.
I wonder if the kid smacked his hat off his head. It might have started him off of Community Watch.
No, he was just walking around.
I know.
You're saying that's what got George into it.
Yeah, you never got your hat smacked off your head, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I need to. That's his origin story, dude. He became Batman.
Everybody started policing.
He's like, I need to protect the streets. This can never happen again.
Everybody started policing, dude.
This is he saw walk him, up and he like, was like, that looks like he could knock someone's hat off. I'm going to call the police. Do you remember that phone call? He was like, I'm going in.
Yeah.
They were like, sir, do not do that.
Do you know the phone call
definitely
was heavily doctored?
Yes, I did know that.
That was fucked up, too.
Yeah.
Heavily doctored the phone call. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, this is it's going to be tough for people, dude. Get with the times or fucking, you know. Because, I saw someone had a post about, like.
I was actually falling asleep.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Someone had a post.
I was like, yeah, George Zimmerman.
Someone posted about the gun thing and people fucking spazzed. They're like, fuck, dude, it's not too late to delete this, dude. You can take this down now. And people
what
are
do
like,
you mean?
Yes, finally some sense. Someone posted being like, this is bullshit.
On what?
Saying like, we need to get rid of guns.
What'd they post
dumb.
On?
This
what are you talking about?
It was Instagram.
Oh, okay.
This is bullshit. How many more of these are going to have? You're a fucking, basically like, you're a piece of shit if you want people to have guns. He went pretty hard in the paint. And people were like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a tough one.
Well, it's also just so tough because it's like, I don't know. If they ban guns, I'd be like, oh, man. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't even have a gun.
But
and I'd be like, dang.
I do have a shotgun.
I wanted to get a cool gun.
Oh, but the worst part is, dude, the gun sales spike. Every time this happens, people buy more guns.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah, they think they're going to lose them.
Yeah, every single time they fucking buckle down and buy more guns. And in reality... You just get dudes going, knowing like it's the rights abortion.
Yeah,
never gonna fucking ban guns.
Also, what they
they might they
fucking Roe v. Wade just
they got overturned. Are the good guys winning right now?
Dude,
are the good guys finally winning?
I think the good guys are really doing it. Who would have thought, dude?
I mean, we're not gonna be able to have abortions pretty soon. You know, we should probably be. It should be high. For it should be trade. It's like, all right, fine, no guns, but,
all right, yeah,
but you better have that guy pulling his bird out.
You better pull out.
If we're going to give up guns, that's what it should be, like trade level shit.
Yeah.
Of like, all right, fine. We have our hot button
that's what
issues.
It, is.
It should be like NFL trade. It's like you shouldn't be able to get, like, that's their, who's like a great quarterback?
Tom Brady.
If they get a Tom Brady, then the right has to get themselves.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. I was actually going to say Patrick Mahomes. Nice. I was picturing him. I didn't know
Patty
his name.
Patrick Mahomes, dude.
They got to give it up. That way it's fair is fair.
No, that's actually how politics typically works.
Yeah, but every side's trying to slam dunk on the other.
I know, but that's why they can't get anything done, because it used to be like, all right, we'll sign this bill, but you got to take this out of it.
True.
You got to give us this, like that.
Yeah.
Now everybody's dunking, dude.
They are. They're getting fucking. Because
they
piggish.
Got clickbait, and they're like, "Look how much of a bad bitch Mitch McConnell is today."
That's all it is, right?
Look
now.
At this boss.
Well, you have dudes who are just selling guns who are like, "Sweet, definitely don't ban them." And then you have politicians who are like, "We're going to get rid of handguns," and they're like, "It'll never happen." But they just get voted in. They're just getting so rich.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely politicians who see school shootings and are like, "Perfect." A tiny part of them. Are just kind of like, I knew I was right about that, and this is going to look very good for our campaign.
Yes.
There's dudes in closed rooms.
See, Beto O'Rourke showed up to the Uvalde, like a press conference.
How do you pronounce Uvalde, by the way? There's a lot of...
I was going to say Uvalde.
I saw an article the other day being like, the pronunciation of Uvalde says a lot about being a Hispanic person in America. Just like the way people were pronouncing it was like...
no.
The fact that they honed in on that.
You know what else they're doing right now is because of Uvalde.
Yeah,
they,
true. Thank you, Shane.
Now they're like, they're acting like... So normally when black people shoot each other, nobody acts like it matters.
Never.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it because like, oh, they do it when it's white people. I'm saying it's racist